This is Akashvani, the news read by Appu Gopak. In Odisha, the world famous Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balabhadra, Devi Subhadra and Lord Sudarshan is being held today in the holy town of Puri. The Grand Trunk Road of Puri, where the three chariots of the lords will be rolled, has become a sea of devotees. President Draupadi Murmu has arrived at Puri to join in the annual festival where lakhs of devotees from different parts of the world have congregated to pull the chariots scheduled at 5 this evening and have a holy darshan of the lords. The chariots are positioned in front of the lion's gate of the Sri Jagannath temple. The festival marks the Holy Trinity's journey to their maternal aunt, Goddess Gundicha Devi's temple, and concludes with their return after 8 days. In Kashmir Valley, 6 terrorists were eliminated by security forces in twin encounters in South Kashmir's Kulgam district. The encounters at Frizal Chinnigam area and Motargam district had started yesterday in the afternoon after specific intelligence inputs about the presence of terrorists hiding in the areas. DG Police R.R. Swain confirmed that while talking to media persons. 2 security force personnel grievously injured in the line of duty lost their lives during the ongoing gunfights. Meanwhile, the operations at both the encounter sites, Motargam and Frizal Chinnigam, continue for the second day today to wipe out any terrorists hiding in the areas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a 3-day official visit to Russia and Austria from tomorrow. In the first leg of his visit, Modi will be in Moscow at the invitation of Russian President Vladimir Putin to hold the 22nd India-Russia annual summit. The leaders will review the entire range of multifaceted relations between the two countries and exchange views on contemporary regional and global issues of mutual interest. After wrapping up his Russia visit, the Prime Minister will reach Austria on Tuesday. This will be the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Austria in 41 years. Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer has leveled Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Vienna as a special honour, stating that he is eagerly looking forward to it. The budget session of Parliament will begin from 22nd of this month. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, in a social media post, informed that the session will continue till 12th August. He said the Union Budget 2024-25 will be presented in the Lok Sabha on 23rd July. It will be the first budget presented by the Narendra Modi government in its third term. The pre-budget consultations for the Union Budget 2024-25, which started from 19th of last month, concluded on Friday. The pre-budget consultation meetings were chaired by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. In Tamil Nadu, BSP Chief Mayawati has demanded a CBI inquiry into the murder case of the state's party President K. Armstrong. After paying floral tributes to the mortal remains of the slain leader at Chennai today, she said that her party will insist on conducting a fair inquiry into the case. Apart from BSP chief, VCK leader Thol Thiru Mavalavan, Congress MP Sashikant Senthil, Vashikaran state president Aap and several others are paying homage to the departed leader. 2 persons died and several people were feared trapped under the debris of a 2-story building that collapsed in Deoghar district of Jharkhand this morning. 7 people were rescued from the debris of the building at around 6 in the morning. Few more seem to be still trapped under the debris. Efforts are underway to retrieve the trapped persons. A team of the NDRF has been deployed for the rescue operation. In Assam, flood situation has slightly improved today in the state. Nearly 424 lakh people have been affected in the second wave of floods. Over 53,000 displaced people are taking shelter at nearly 300 relief camps. National and State Disaster Response Force and other agencies are carrying out rescue and relief works. Meanwhile, after 3 days of search, the body of an 8-year-old kid was recovered in Guwahati this morning, who fell into a drain while returning home with his father. The Assam government is taking all possible measures to help the flood-affected people. Various departments swung into action to provide essential food and material reliefs to them. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.